You are listening to The Riding, NFL DFS Podcast with Pat James.
Welcome, everybody, to a traditional edition of The Riding, DFS, and Betting Podcast. If you don't know what that means, it means I am in my car driving from point A to point B and giving you a rundown this week of my week two cash lineup, and I'll talk about my tournament teams as well. You may hear some 18-wheelers, some tractor trailers, some road rage, a few beeps, a few honks, maybe a windshield wiper or two. It's just all part of the experience, or a blinker like right now. So this week, I have to apologize. I had lots of technical difficulties. Didn't even get the spaces out to you guys on Sunday. Last minute, accepted an invite to play in a tournament at my club. So I ran over there at like 11-ish. Tried to do the spaces beforehand. Lost power like 7 minutes into it. I didn't even realize it. I was continuing to talk the entire 25 minutes or so. And then when I was done, I looked at my mentions and, you know, I was being yelled at because things went awry and there was only like 7 minutes of talking there. By that time, I couldn't re-record. My fault. You could have your money back. Anyway, the plan is going forward. The plan now, right? Is to have all three episodes each week, the review, the pre-show, the pre-look, and then the Sunday morning. 9 times out of 10, I'm going to be able to do all three. Some weeks, one of them might be missing. Who knows? Maybe the power goes out and shit hits the fan. This week in cash, it was a winning week in double ups. I won 61.2%. I don't have the exact number. It was either 60.2 or 61.2% of head-to-heads. It was looking like it was going to be a much better week than it was. I went Anthony Richardson at quarterback. Obviously, we know what happened there. He played one quarter and had 18 DraftKings points. He was only like 10% owned again. I'm guessing if he played the entire game, he probably would have hit the 30s. You know, he had 2 rushing touchdowns in the first quarter, which was crazy. That was brutal. Speaking of tilts and brutal, terrible injury to Nick Chubb last night. He was the last leg of a player prop parlay that I had that was going to pay $2,000. He had 65 yards in the first quarter. I was literally counting the money. And he got hurt. Terrible. I know, for me to even think about my own bank account when that guy probably has 4 different torn ligaments. But that was just, and I, you know, me and my, a friend of mine played the same par. He like asked for one. I'm like, all right, let's cook one up. So we put like four guys together. And like he was texting me like, don't count your chickens. You know, he's going to have, even though he has 65 yards in the first quarter, he's going to have 98 with like a minute left and we're not going to get there. Well, he was right, but unfortunately it was because Nick Chubb had that gruesome injury late in the first quarter. Let's move on to the running backs that I played. Played Christian McCaffrey. Thought he, you know, I think his role is just going to be too good this year. And the Niners offensive line just opens up chasms for him to run through. So I think anytime he's on a slate, he's probably going to be really tough to not click. I did play Josh Kelly and A.J. Dillon. You know, they were kind of just like the chalky replacement running back, cheap running back. I really didn't love anybody else. Probably should have played Rashad White instead of A.J. Dillon, but that's who I clicked on. My receivers kind of saved me. I played Keenan Allen. I figured I didn't have too much of a trouble clicking on Keenan Allen, even with Josh Kelly in the lineup, because I felt like Josh Kelly is not someone who's going to soak up a ton of targets. I thought they were going to go to Eckler. They were going to go to Keenan Allen. That is what happened. Huge day for Keenan Allen, which was nice. I also played Josh Reynolds. I think his role is increasing. I kind of saw that in the stats in week one. Played him again. He had a nice long touchdown catch at like 3,700. So that was huge. And I played Calvin Ridley, who did not do a damn thing. At tight end, I played Luke Musgrave. I thought he was the best value. And then the Cardinals defense. Played a few listeners in head-to-heads. Won some, lost some. One listener shot me a DM and said, like, congrats. And I came right back and said, I've seen this story before. The Cardinals defense can still lose 10 to 15 points in the second half. And that's exactly what happened. It was like I was Nostradamus. They absolutely got torched in the second half. They went from like 13 DK points to 2, and I lost the head-to-head with that listener, and it almost brought me out of the cash in double ups. Held on. So we're 2-0 through 2 weeks. The tournament lineup that I played, I was all over the Chargers-Titans game. I played Justin Herbert with Keenan Allen. And I mixed in some of my favorite tournament plays. Derrick Henry, like I mentioned. That was my main tournament lineup. It cashed in most of the single entry stuff. Okay, so on Thursday, maybe even tomorrow, Wednesday, I will run down the preliminary look at week 3. And I am not playing golf on Sunday. So I will 100% be committed to a podcast. Even if the power goes out, I will reboot it, do it again. We'll take your questions. The college football betting doc is up on my Twitter, just steaming hot. Haven't had a losing week yet. If you're in a betting state and you want to have some action on college football, go for it. Try it out. I'm kind of hot. Can't guarantee that it'll continue, but up 36 units through 4 weeks. So, you know, looking good. NFL doing pretty well also. I don't bet a ton on NFL. The lines are super sharp. If I see one that I like, maybe I'll throw some on. I bet more player prop type stuff. But those are also in the second tab of that same doc. All right, guys. That will do it for the week 2 recap. Shoot me a head-to-head if you want. That's about it. See you on Wednesday or Thursday with the rundown for week 3.